It's about that time, 95.1, 105.7, 97.5. Sat Telecom's Mapping 2K4. It's a Friday. March 27th. On the internet, tuneinradio.com, good morning to you. If you love to hate me, hate to love me, just love to love the hot set with Mad in the Morning. I love you too. I mean all of you. Need to know what's going on. A lot of noises yesterday as it relates to the police officers and whether they will be returned to court before the 2nd of April. Today is already the 27th. This one, I'm going to talk for a few minutes to the family lawyer, the family of Joshua Etienne. Mr. Tiani Bianzen, good morning to you.
Morning, Matt, you know, and morning to all the listeners of TN5 right across this beautiful country, those listening via the internet in the region as well as those listening outside in the diaspora.
Mr. Bianzen, I heard the DPP on state radio saying this morning that this is not no cover-up, they're just following procedures, and this may be the first case of its kind in Dominica, hence some of the difficulties that we are experiencing at this time. Tiani, what's the latest? Do you get any indication that officers may be returning to court today?
That sounds like a Mama Noel excuse, Matt. Is it the first time that this country have arrested people and brought to court? I am saying it's not. I'm suggesting it's not, Matt. This is beyond a cover-up. This is a stage event, and we're saying to them, produce the men in the court this morning and charge them with the offenses which they are to allege to have committed. If they do not, the family will file their own charges, Matt.
And that's quite possible, you're saying, yes.
What I'm telling you, we're going to do so. We give them until 11 o'clock. They have to file matters in the magistrate's court for it to be heard by 11 o'clock. Let's see what happens at 11 o'clock, man.
Is it important that these men be brought, very important that these men be brought to court this morning?
Matt.
If you have waited that long, somebody might ask, why can't you wait a few more days?
Somebody's lifeless body was found in the cells more than 8 months ago, Matt. Those who allegedly are of interest to the police are continuing to go about their daily business in the public, Matt. That is unacceptable. We are saying file charges or we will deal with it by ourselves.
You continue to suggest that this has been a staged event.
But Matt, have you ever heard, Matt, of a murder being committed, an autopsy being carried out, the injuries on the body being qualified and certified by a medical examiner's report, Matt. Charges have been made, have never been read, Matt. Have you heard of such buffoonery before, Matt? Only in this manico country that we run this kind of nonsense. This is unacceptable. We are saying file charges or we will do so ourselves.
You have had a chance to speak to the family more directly than anybody else, Tiani B. Hansen. How are they feeling at this time? What is the level of frustration?
The family has had enough. I mean, not even the parlor rep attended the funeral. Not even the parlor rep attended the funeral. This man, we say, received more blows than Rodney King. Look what happened in the United States as a result of that. This is a sleeping country. We're fast asleep. That's why we're slowly sliding into extinction. As everyone has come and taken over this place, we will no longer be custodians of this country if we continue our backwardness and ignorance.
Are you optimistic that anything will happen today?
Well, Matt, I'm telling you what we're going to do today. It's really a matter for the DPP's office, the police, and whoever else plays in this game here. But we know what we're going to do today.
All right, can you reiterate, if you will, what you will do with this?
Constitutionally, the family constitutionally can bring, in fact, what is called a private criminal prosecution. And we will do so if the state and all the necessary law enforcement apparatus seem to have gone to sleep and have no idea what they're supposed to do in these situations. Well, we know what to do, and we will take whatever necessary action we will have to take if they fail to act. That's all I'd say, Mike.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Tiani B. Hansen, representing the family for Joshua Etienne. Hoping that these men, police officers, charged with murder will be brought before the court this morning. Well, some are already suggesting that maybe, this has dragged on for like 8 months, maybe a few more days would make a significant difference. Hello, talk to me.
Good morning, Matt.
To you, sir.
On to your listening public.
Yes.
Matt, you know, it is amazing. I continue to hear and to listen to all the blunders being made by the DPP. Matt, this is the most inept DPP. But again, Matt, you know what has happened, Matt? All our institutions have been compromised, Matt. And any time your institutions in your society, the institutions that function to uphold law and order, the orderly functioning of society and whatever, once these institutions have been undermined, Matt, the society is left, what comes in, Matt, is vigilante justice, Matt. But you cannot tell me, in a society where you have a society we knew to have values, professionalism, Matt, you had a senior citizen and his wife almost burnt to death. To this date, Matt, everybody remains silent. We have a police force, Matt, that by and large functions as the military arm of a political party. We have a perverted judicial system, Matt. We have a parliament that functions as the private residence of certain people, Matt. Matt, how can we get any kind of social justice or any kind of fairness in our society, Matt? And this sort of thing has happened over the past 15 years. Therefore, Matt, it is unreasonable to expect a totally corrupt society where all your institutions have been infested with this corruption to function and to get any better justice. It is only the poor and unfortunate who are going to bear the brunt of whatever little supposed justice that exists, Matt. I was reading the other day, a man was sentenced to prison for stealing a yam. Obviously, the man was hungry. But people have been able to steal 500,000 millions of dollars from the public purse, and they run freely, Matt, enjoying it. Matt, this is shameful, and indeed Dominicans must wake up and understand that the only thing that is going to resolve it is when we come together and understand. If we don't fix it, Matt, vigilante justice is what is going to overtake that country. Good morning, Matt. May God bless us all.
Good morning. May God bless us all. Hello.
Good morning, Matt.
Mm-hmm.
That situation is just weak and biased, Matt. Yeah.
All right, it's 8:17. I hope the authorities are listening. We'll continue to watch. You know, my sources indicate something, I repeat, something may happen this morning. Again, I repeat, may happen this morning. We'll continue to watch. We're going to, of course, switch gears at this time, and I want you to listen very attentively to this interview conducted by Fidina Frampton and her guest, Wadiko Charles. Let's listen for a bit. Conducted right here on Q95 on the Monday Night Show.
I think this festival is one of the best things that has ever happened to Dominica. I really, truly believe it is the best, one of the best that has ever happened to Dominica. But then there are a few things I feel that we're not learning, and I am rapidly losing, and I want to say it boldfacedly without no reservations, I'm losing the interest, the motivation, and the passion for it, because there are certain things that I'm seeing and witnessing and experiencing, which I have to, you know, that led me to feel that particular way. And most of all is the no respect. In Dominica, we have a level of no respect. We feel we can tell people what we want, how we want, when we want. And we also feel that if somebody is fortunate that their parents could afford to send them to a higher school of learning, that they are better than some of us that didn't go. All of a sudden, because they are that particular way, they are better. We have that syndrome. We have that cancer in our brain that it only people that have been fortunate that are the good people. So I have found out recently that level of bourgeoisie, that level of massa day is coming back into the hierarchy of the organization. And this hurts me as a grassroots man, as a Creole man, and as a cultural man, because culture is the spinal cord of any nation. That's why Marcus Garvey said it, a people without a knowledge of the history and culture is like a tree without roots and branches. The World Creole Festival is a people's thing. Okay? Who plays Zouk? Ordinary people. Who played Kadas and still playing Kadas? Ordinary people. Who plays Sukus? You know, you can go on and on with the various. Who sing Calypso? The various are ordinary people expressing themselves in song and allowing people to feel good. We go to people every year and ask them to participate into the festival. We don't give them the level of transparency and accountability. I'm not sure whether last time we ever told the public whether this first edition was a loss or a gain, where we lose or what. And I feel this is important to Leroy Wadiko Charles. That we come to the people, we ask them to come and support and participate, we come back to them and tell them, well, this edition failed or it was good, and the reasons. That gang business, that thin-skinned lack of respect where what I say goes has been, you know, really putting it ugly heads, and this has been, I cannot, you know, right now I feel I cannot deal with those levels, yeah. I am supposed to be the
chair. Are you saying, what is that, you may be on your way out?
Yes, I'm saying that, you know. If this doesn't rectify itself or change, I am definitely unwary of, because there are certain things I stand for. I'm a principled individual. Anything I put myself into, I'm passionate about.
Mm. Are you part of this election?
I am supposed.
You're supposed.
And I want to choose my words correctly. Supposed to be the chairman of the band selection committee.
Oh.
I have been asking for my parameters now for years and can't get that. Okay? This to me is total lack of respect. Okay? Total lack of respect. I wrote a report saying that we should start to select earlier, and if it means that we may have to select a major band each night earlier, enter into negotiations with them earlier. That was last year. That we do so, and we are in March, and I have suspected that things are going on without my information. That is my suspicion. I'm the person, I speak my mind, and I don't care who vex and who not vex. I am suspicious that things are going on without my mind. Up to this time, we are almost at the end of March, and not once that Leroy Wadigo Charles have been invited to a meeting as the chairman of the band selection committee, because I am not a yes, yes man, and I oppose when I feel it needs to be opposed. Nobody can just throw down things in my throat. That pettiness of when somebody disagrees with you, that thin skinness when somebody have a different opinion from you, it's like a cancer in this country. I can tell you, I am a person of my mind, and when we go to the union section, which I wish we can touch,
we will touch,
because that was my foundation in what make me who I am today. Okay. I am a person that nobody can tell me Roosevelt Skerrit haven't done good for the country. Nobody can tell me that Lennox Clinton is a monster. The same Lennox Clinton that married to my cousin. I am the only person to decide for myself based on the on what is presented to me. Who are these individuals? Nobody going to tell me what to believe or to tell me what to imagine or to think. The festival is a people's festival. We're supposed to try and expose as many credible genres. At the foundation, at the metamorphosis of this festival, it was called the World Creole Music Festival. As I see it now, best we change the name to whatever we want and forget the Creole aspect. Because we are diluting the product. The French have noticed that it is no longer authentic as we marketed earlier. For whatever reason, we just have the Zouk and the Compan, that is it. And you know who gets all the bros? Leroy Wadigo Charles.
Because he's the chairman.
Not only chairman, is me that walk the streets, me that go to the barber shops and the hairdresser, and me that walk Rosu. I on the ground, and those in jacket and tie, nobody tell them nothing except maybe in church. When the praises come, or when they have a very good edition, nobody calls Leroy Wadigo Charles. But if WCK is not in it, I am crucified. Crucified. And that's just about it. That's just about it. That's why this country, I love my country for passion. I really do love my country. But we have to learn to respect each other.
So Wadix, where do we go from here, where the World Creole Music Festival is concerned, from the eyes and perspective of Leroy Wadigo Charles?
Well, I will always continue to play Creole music as long as I live. I have played Creole music long before the World Creole Music Festival. So whether I am part or not, I will always continue to play Creole music, because that has been my life. That has been my passion. I would love to see the Creole music include more Creole genres, include Seychelles, include Mauritius, include more Creole genres. I would love to see, you know, more Goka element, Cheval Bois element, Rara. There's a band in Haiti called one of the bands that like an orchestra. So that's a very good.
But with everything you said tonight, the Wadix, mm-hmm. do you think in any way that there may be some reprimanding of Wadix
for what I said?
Your comments.
But for that, I am a Dominican, 100%. I pay my taxes. Nobody can run me from this country. Nothing and no one can intimidate me. Absolutely nothing. So if by speaking what I feel on my mind, that whoever it is feel within their power, they want to exclude me, so be it. I have survived.
No hard feelings.
I'm talking about hard feelings now. The people will know it's because I said what I feel on a program in a democracy. That is why I'm being victimized. The people will know. I'm not going to cry. Like I said, I'm content. I'm happy with myself, with my achievements. God has blessed me with tremendous amount of avenues. And if man, in their own bourgeoisie sense of levity in Dominica, can feel that they want to victimize the radical chance because I come and say that the Creole Festival is being diluted, that I come and say we don't evaluate. We should be evaluating the festival every year on all the mediums, on QFM, on Kyrie FM, on DBS, on Vibes Radio, even on the Catholic station. We have the television, we have the newspapers, we have the social media. Which bands you want to see? Which band this year that didn't impress you? What other musical genres we need to include? And the most important thing and most critical thing is the level of transparency. You come to the people and you ask them to come and support you, regardless of whether it works or not, report to them and tell them what was this edition of the festival is. And those things concern me. I can be chairman and I don't have parameters to go further. Bros on the road I can take. No, after all, man. So well, as if for a few extra dollars they decide to cut off whatever they decide, that's not a problem.
It's okay.
I don't wanna sell myself or lick nobody posterior for bros on the World Creole Music Festival. Not see my skin? I am proud of it because melanin is...
Sun has turned you.
The melanin. There's an important ingredient, the melanin, which has to be respected. You know, that melanin has to be respected because men have died and fought for that melanin, fought for their freedom. And nobody going to enslave me into a thing that I'm passionate about, my culture. When who that responsible for the culture gave me an award last year? For representing the culture, and I cannot speak about the culture if I think it is going in the wrong direction. So if it's a few dollars, so be it, man. So be it.
Wadix. Leroy Wadico Charles. He believes that the World Creole Music Festival is being diluted by the bourgeoisie culture in Dominica. I've never heard him that forthright. It means he's very frustrated with the system. All right, let's take a phone call. I know you're waiting to make the phone call. It's a Friday program. It's hot. Leroy Wadico Charles speaking to Fadina Frampton. Talk to me here.
I'm not surprised because I raised these very issues with one of them. One, he was very angry at me on social media.
He was?
Yes.
So what was he angry with you about? Really, hold on. What was he angry with you about?
The very same comment that I was telling him about the Creole Festival.
No, but he's just telling you now that he does not have total control. So even if you talk to him and you're talking, cannot influence any decision at the top. You know, what are his options?
What I do appreciate is the fact that he came and he exposed the whole show that's going on.
Well, I exactly my point to you. Hello, talk to me. You may raise a point to him, but if he doesn't have any influence at the top, what do you expect him to do? Hello, talk.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm okay. I'm a little shocked, if you will.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my. Wadix have come out of his shell and he really suck it to the mat. The bourgeoisie really taking over Dominica, Matt. He hit that nail on the head. And, Matt, there is more to come, you know. There is more to come in Dominica, my friend. There is more to come, my friend. More to come. That's all I will say for now, Matt.
All right. Very interesting there. Hello, talk to me.
Yes, good morning, Matt.
To you. Good morning, yes.
Matt, I listened to that thing on the podcast, and I said, my God, Wadix came out. Matt, you know what I gather after listening to that thing of Wadix? They want to kill the Creole Festival for them to promote the Jazz Festival, which they're having in the Cabrits, Matt. That is what they want to do. They want to kill the World Creole Festival because they know it's the United Workers Party that has formed that World Creole Festival, so they want to kill it.
I don't know if I would go that far, but again, it's your opinion, and I have to respect that. 8:32 is the morning time. Hello.
Hey, Matt, morning.
How you doing?
Matt, I see you surprised. We have
heard. Well, I've not heard Wadix that forthright, if you will. Maybe it had to take Fadina, my good friend Frampton, in a relaxed atmosphere to get it out.
Well, you know, you have to get certain avenues for certain things to come out.
True.
Yeah, no, so that was the avenue. But at the same time, we have heard from different people in the past, even like Val Coffey, mm-hmm. expressing different red tips and constraints that are going on in that same division.
Maybe I'll get my good friend Val to see if he agrees with Wadix this year.
But yeah, so honestly, what Wadix actually spoke his mind, and I'm not surprised because we have always heard about ministers and other people getting involved in picking groups that they want to come, groups that they like, and it is not about the people, and it's not about the people. It's all about who they put in place to do that work.
Well, let me tell you what I'm hearing or reading from this, huh? I suspect my good friend Wadix may be calling me at this time. Wadix, I'll give you a call back. All right, but what I'll say is I got it from a few of the band organizers, the band leaders, the people in charge of festival, carnival, that people heading these institutions, some of these people never even jumped in a band. They don't understand. They've never gone to a jam. So they don't understand what is really going on there. So, in other words, you're taking charge of something that you have never even experienced.
Well, that is exactly what it is. Because if you listen to the whole thing of Wadix went back to the days of Sheridan Gregor and Pupa Isa from Frontline. And these are the guys who were involved in bringing down artists here even before the World Creole Music Festival. So they actually knew where to tap into to get artists. And Wadix spoke extensively about different areas, Seychelles, and different areas that they should include. Mm-hmm. And that is not happening. It's just about these popular bands that some of these ministers and people know, and they just want to stretch their hands in there and say who should bring who and who should come here. And that is not the way it is done. When you employ people to do a job, let them do the job. Put them in the institution to do that work, and they will do the work at the best of their capability. Not you coming involved there and putting your hands in it and saying what you want done. So Wadix is given a job, and at the same time, you have people manhandling what should happen. So he has to speak out. Have a good day.
Have a good day. Have a good day.
This Easter Monday, all roads lead to the Purple Turtle Beach in the second tour of Portsmouth for the biggest beach bash ever. Live entertainment by the Vibes Radio DJs and the pioneers of Buyo Music, Bad WCK, followed by the biggest and cleanest sound, Club DVD. Ultimate Beach Slam is on Purple Turtle Beach this Easter Monday with Kubuli Chebesawa, Digicel Play, Vibes Radio,
The Champion Station,
Red Cap Rum, Club DVD, Purple Turtle Beach Resort, Regions Hotel, and WCK.
It's the Sunday, April 10th, 9 p.m. The grand return of the Oldie Goldie Dance Party at the Cove in Kentville. Mira Entertainment alongside Digicel Play, Kubuli, DBS Radio, Vibes Radio, and Pirates present over 75 years of DJ power. Oldie Goldie Party is the Sunday featuring DJ Matthew, Dr. Big Elabody, Mr. Mix, DJ Samosup, and Prince Wadix. Tickets $20 in advance and $30 in a gate. And are available at Bullseye Pharmacy and Deepak's Corner Lab, Miss Bain, Sound City, Gourmet, Mini Cash and Bullseye Posse, and Skitter and the Market. That's it, baby! All these dance party prizes to be won. Timeless classics, careless whispers, whisperings with nothings. Other partners include Burton & Company, LADP, the Minions, Queer Restaurant, SK Bar & Grill, Springfield Trading. All the Goldie Party Easter Sunday at the Cove. Star Kaimara!
Easter. A time for reflection, sacrifice and giving. And Burton & Company is considering the needy by collecting non-perishable food items for our Easter food drive. We match what you give and you get dollars off next purchase coupons. Benefiting charities, Grotto Home and Operation Youthquake. Please drop items to the Electric Shop, corner Independence Street and Kennedy Avenue anytime now to Saturday, 4th April. And shoppers, participate in our Easter Egg Hunt, March 23rd to April 4th for prizes, discounts, or something fun. Who knows? You may just be extra lucky. Let's be thoughtful and generous this Easter. Happy Easter from all of us at Burton & Company.
The Electric Shop.
Hello? A Better You Detox Plus Center. Good day. How can I help you?
Hello. My mother would like to know more about your free biofeedback month.
Yes, it's a free biofeedback month at a Better You Detox Plus Center from the 1st to the 31st of March. Take advantage of our special discounted prices on food detox and infrared saunas at only $50. Or a full body relaxation massage for only $100. And leave with a free biofeedback report. Call 276-8982 or 617-7505 or visit us at Madra Lubia at the Voice of Life Radio Grounds. Be healthy and experience life.
This weekend, the ladies will be in action at the Windsor Park Stadium. This time, it's not on the stage, but on the field for great football action. Yes, the 2014-2015 DFA Dublin Women League Championship will be decided this Saturday, March 28th from 5 p.m. when the title contenders, New Generation Sports Club, comes up against Mau Soga Strikers. New Generation Sports Club are on 33 points and must win. Yes, must win in order to capture the title. A draw is the defending champs. New India Goodwill Runners being crowned champs for yet another year. Football lovers, what's gonna be the outcome? Your guess is as good as mine. So come on, come all, come support women football at the Windsor Park Stadium. Admission is absolutely free. New Generation Sports Club versus Mau Soga Strikers from 5 p.m. to.
Let check for Kwagadia su TV, a channel to channel, and you cannot get one good movie to watch. The same thing Ujawe 10 times already. Sebu Sadiel always be a place for JD's Record Shop, just outside Cambio Man by Nasi Pawozu. Because JD's Records need African movies, hey, action movies, Bible stories, children movies, comedy, and karate. Umun called Brother Zadi, ENEM, May Chinese movie. EMA Chinese movie, tell my ni Degas when hear you, Wong Ping and Fong Long. Go to JD's Records outside Cambio Man. You can get all the music videos you need and audio too. R&B, soul, gospel, reggae and country. Telephone 277-1458 or 316-1367. Yes, the music you want to hear, the movies you want to see. Ale kote JD's, non kukusan, majemedusi le JD. JD's car ouvert every day. Usajwe new Aguatans 2, close to Mickey D's, where la BTC used to be. Total Russell Teddy was just Rusty's, Carver's Rusty, everything in the kitchen. If you see the soup spoon, sa wee, blender, toaster, microwave, TV stand, tout ça. Ex madame lady yonjou. Rusty, you thinking Rusty, you acting Rusty. That's why I left you. But I still care though. Eva ki buy on papier ki ekwi 445-868-LOT 275-5278 and 235-9955. Idi, here's the solution to your rust problem. Selimo Sala, Selimo Rust Kiamesi. And their business is to save metal and iron services. They are the leading providers of rust prevention with their superior chrome products. Environmentally friendly, of course, you can attack it. Nepot be take we if you vim if you whether it's industrial and marine equipment, electrical accessories, household items, motor vehicles, Roscare will also defend against harsh climates and heavy wear and tear. Roscare will prolong the life of your vehicle or whatever equipment, saving you money and increasing your value. You're just your mobile unit, Kikavini Akayu, or your business place for on site treatment. After Roscare, the rustified Kairos Laniska, Ikea X Liver Kiddy. Will you marry me again? My Roscare weapon. Get a certificate from Roscare first. Because you see, Rustler has never been the problem, you know. It's just the rust.
I think this festival is one of the best things that has ever happened to Dominica. I really, truly believe it is the best, one of the best that has ever happened to Dominica. But then there are a few things I feel that we're not learning and I am rapidly losing, and I want to say it boldly without no reservations, I'm losing the interest, the motivation, and the passion for it, because there are certain things that I'm seeing and witnessing and experiencing which I have to, you know, that led me to feel that particular way. And most of all is the no respect. In Dominica, we have a level of no respect.
All right, let's bring in Val Coffey. He headed the Dominica Festivals Commission for a few years, so I guess he would have an understanding of what takes place within those walls. Wadix says a lack of respect. And of course, he also suggests, and you might hear that a little later again, that the quote-unquote, the bourgeoisie class is taking over. And they may be the ones with no respect for people in that festival. Val Coffey, good morning to you.
Good morning. I don't normally take calls at this time because I'm listening to Matt in the morning, but who am I taking it, please?
Val Coffey, this is Matt. So you're not only listening to Matt, you're talking to Matt at this time.
All right, Matt.
Val Coffey, the issue of lack of respect within the walls, that's the best way I can put it, of the festival. Is that what is going on? Did you experience this? Are we losing the festival as a result of this?
We are losing the festival for a number of reasons, and I think we can get it back if the powers that be recognize the fact that the World Crimson Festival is a gem of an idea that was created several years ago that has benefited our tourism product and has benefited the people of Dominica greatly. The problem we face is that there's a lack of respect in regards to the sponsorship and to the contribution of the government of Dominica towards that activity. $750,000 is by no means anything practical enough to run a festival of that magnitude. So you have to water it down consistently, regularly, because you don't have the requisite funding.
But when you ask for more money, because you're saying the government is not giving enough, what are some of the responses that you get? Is it enough? Are they telling you, well, $750,000 is enough for the festival and they can't give any more?
The excuse that I got several times, the bossman, we have hospitals to build, we have roads to build, we have people to do this, we have more important things. But you see during the election campaign on both fronts that people find necessary resources to bring on megastars, people that are worth even much more than the world can generate. So I do not blame totally Mr. Piper, Wadix, and the rest of the group in terms of what they offer us on a yearly basis. It is beyond their comprehension, because everything that is done has to go to cabinet for final approval. Now, I think that if we can turn the corner this year and really make a bold statement, and we have a new Minister of Tourism, Robbie Tong, we have a new government, although the same government, if they can recognize the fact that in St. Kitts, it's $3.5 million given to St. Kitts, and St. Kitts Music Festival has overtaken us. You know, they have moved. St. Lucia have moved. Jazz has moved us to another level. Look, we are finding out this year that we don't even have funding to even do Creole and all that jazz. So the problem that the Dominica Festivals Commission and DDA face is lack of resources. And unless that is addressed seriously by this government, to the fact that we need to put in this money so that we can make better contact, because there's no way the megastars are going to come here. I mean, in the years when I was there and we brought down Wycliffe, Jazz, Shaggy, I had relationships with the organizers, with their people and stuff like that. But even then, their prices were not easy to handle. And I do not even think now, saying what we have in Dominica, that we can handle any interested artist that can bring the crowd and bring the media to us. And that is affecting the festival. And of course, I can understand what is frustration, because I too had the frustration. I even had to punch a wall at one point in time to get the necessary people to sign the checks to pay deposits. So there's a fight going on that is not under anybody's control, but definitely I think there need to be more liberty. Several years ago, Orin Boulier, Superdance Spinner, people did, Dr. Valda Henry did a study in regards to how to manage and to organize the Dominica Festivals Commission. The government is aware of that. They have copies of it. They did absolutely nothing in terms of trying to make this a reality. There needs to be a synergy between the DFC, the DDA, the cultural division and all other stakeholders so that we can have a seamless transition from what we do for the Free Night Support to the Reasons, what we do for our cultural independence celebrations. Because what is happening is everybody's on their own. I mean, Jacinta is down at the cultural division. She had absolutely no budget to run what she's doing. She's just doing it based on what she's given and whatever she can get. And that's why there's no interest even in that aspect as well. So we are losing our culture. We are losing our ability to have festivals because we are not giving the required resources to do that. And there's a lot of talk about the economy and how the economy. But we only look at the economy when we want to and use it as an excuse. But unless we recognize the fact that the cultural industries play a very important role in the development of your tourism, educational, other aspects of your holistic development, we will not get a clear picture of what Dominica has to offer to the world.
But what is seems frustrated as it relates to band selection? Give us an insight, Val Coffey, as to who makes, you know, the final decisions on these bands coming to Dominica. It seems, from my understanding of Wadix, that, you know, there are a few people at the top that, you know, sometimes even decides that maybe they like that band, not even thinking of the output of the people and what they like. It's about them, and they make those final decisions. Give us an insight.
Well, what happens is that as an event planner, you recognize the artists make the event and the event makes a profit.
Mm-hmm.
You look at getting the best act that you have. You present that list. You do your comparative analysis in terms of the finances. What happens is that after you have done all this and the selection process has been done, there's other outside forces within the DSC subcommittees and stuff like that, people who have their own interests.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have to bring it to cabinet, and cabinet, who doesn't have an idea? I mean, normally during election time, give it to them. They know how the government people and the opposition, they know all artists. But when that time comes, they will tell you, well, this one is too expensive. This one is too, is not somebody we can handle. Can we get somebody else? Because somebody in the constituency may have told them, well, let's use this person instead. So you have that back and forth. So the initial list that you send up is normally watered down by the time you make your final selection. And then it's very embarrassing, especially for somebody like Wadix, to have to now call back somebody and say, well, bro, I can't really get you in here because your fee is not manageable. But then you're looking at the man's fee and he's saying, but this is what everybody else pays, you know? But then when that watered down happened, and then you have to decide, well, okay, fine. Because during my time, you observe CASAB was there almost every other year because certain government officials felt that CASAB was their band, you know? And they went. So we had this kind of things, and that can be very frustrating. And especially, I mean, like, they say I was a big spender when I was there, but to me, if you don't have megastars come to your festival, you have to bring the recycled same people over and over again. I mean, why haven't we seen Carlos Santana? You know, why haven't we seen, you know, somebody besides, you know, the icons of Zouk? Why haven't we seen people that can really generate the necessary funding? I mean, like, to bring people in the park. I mean, we have the Malis, the Mali brothers out there. I mean, they may cost some money, but it would be good to bring them in and to give them an award. Why can't we see Wyclef Jean back in Dominica do something for the Haitian community? Why can't we see ask the president of Haiti to come to Dominica and to receive some award on behalf of the Haitian people? I mean, Sweet Mickey has been around in the music industry. There's so many things that creative ways that you can really make it happen. The problem is the World Creative Festival has become a dinosaur because we are just stuck to the three nights of pulsating rhythms. We end the event at 6 o'clock every morning. People cannot go to see the rest of Dominica, and so we are tied down. So I think unless they change the concept and decide that, listen, let us now bring the festival at a close at 2 or 3 o'clock. Let other people get something to do. I would recommend that even on this Sunday, why don't we have the Creole something, a Creole event that is organized by a particular community? So let's say for argument's sake, this year the Sunday Creole line will be held in Portsmouth. So the Portsmouth Town Council takes over. They plan the activity. They have the artists. And we have everybody driving to the north of the island so they can get a view, all our tourists on the island. So these are the kind of things that need to happen. So probably with the budget that they have now, I would suggest to them that if they're not going to get at least $2.5 million. Because the thing is, I mean, St. Kitts has 3.5, they can bring the proper sound system, proper lighting, proper stage. Because when you have this major activities, Matt, you cannot go substandard with your light, your sound, your stage. Once you start playing in those things and playing with your artists, What is going to happen is you're going to have a watch-down event. People are going to be frustrated because nothing is going to be running smoothly. There's no continuity. There's no training going on. Our sound engineers, our lighting engineers, our production people, there's no training. So what are we doing? We just have a festival every time of year around this time. And then once we have free feet, we look at Carnival. Carnival is another one where we don't have even the requisite budget to run Carnival. But everybody's talking about how to improve the Carnival. But they can only improve the Carnival when you get the right budget to do the things that you think that can make a difference. Because people are not going to leave their communities and come down and participate and do not have enough support financially, you know, where they have to pay their own bus, probably have their own food, because you don't have food to give them without bus to give them. So there's a level of frustration, and I think the cultural industry is not being given the due attention. I see in the BAM is working very seriously towards making agriculture very meaningful in Dominica. Probably we need something like a BAM for culture and to get the culture moving, because the dances have been lost, the songs have been lost, the music has been lost. I mean, the kadas, we have the buoy, we're trying to keep it alive or get it out there, but we do not put the right amount of resources. And the private sector cannot do it alone. Central government must do like when they do for election most times, put the necessary budget in place.
All right, I'll tell you what, because of time, we have to cut you off here, Val, but serious input. And so it continues. The major players are now speaking out. I've never really heard it like this before. So it means that there's a level of frustration going on. Thank you very much, Val. Thank you. We'll take a few more phone calls and we'll wrap up with Wadix. I'll give him a few more minutes. Maybe he has a lot more things to say. A few more things to say. Let's listen to when he spoke to Fodina. Let's go.
That the Creole Festival is being diluted, that I come and say we don't evaluate. We should be evaluating the festival every year on all the mediums, on QFM, on KRFM, on DBS, on Vibes Radio, even on the Catholic station. We have the television, we have the newspapers, we have the social media. Which bands you want to see? Which band this year that didn't impress you? What other musical genres we need to include? And the most important thing and most critical thing is the level of transparency. You come to the people and you ask them to come and support you, regardless to whether it works or not, report to them and tell them what was this edition of the festival is. And those things concern me. I can be chairman and I don't have parameters to go further. Bros on the road I can take. No, after all, man. So, well, as if for a few extra dollars, they decide to cut off whatever they decide, that's not a problem.
It's okay.
I don't want to sell myself or lick nobody posterior for bros on a World Creole Music Festival. Not see my skin? I am proud of it because melanin is...
Don't understand you.
The melanin, there's an important ingredient, the melanin, which has to be respected. You know, that melanin has to be respected because men have died and fought for that melanin, fought for their freedom. And nobody going to enslave me into a thing that I'm passionate about, my culture. When who that responsible for the culture gave me an award last year for representing the culture, and I cannot speak about the culture if I think it is going in the wrong direction. So if it's for a few dollars, so be it, man. So be it.
All right, 8:54. Let's take a phone call here quick.
Good morning, Matt.
Yes.
You again, but that's good. Good work. Matt, you know, I mean, Wadix, you know, is an individual. He's very hardworking, and you know, Wadix, you know, is a man of culture. His heart is very close to culture. Culture runs through his blood, and, you know, he enjoys what he does. And so, you know, hearing him is a little bit, you know, frustrating for the Dominican public as well, because we can feel his pain. But some time ago, Wadix was concerned with the actual amount of work or the vibes that put into culture, and he was of the view that much is not being done in terms of trying to better culture. But there's now a complete 360 turn, which means that now he's concerned now about the administration of culture and more so the management of culture, which I think is very appropriate, because when you heard Val this morning, you seem to get a feeling that, you know, the management of the whole thing is really in disarray. And so Wadix may be experiencing something personal, and you could hear him expressing his emotion and, you know, his personal thing. I mean, that probably can be resolved. But I will agree, you know, that the administration of that culture, especially as it relates to the World Creole Festival, is something that they have to look at. Because if we are to really make progress, we need to come clean and we need to put the necessary infrastructure in place. We need to ensure, as was prescribed by the UWP in its manifesto under the cultural industry, we need to ensure that the government is going to provide the necessary financial, technical, administrative, human resource, and infrastructural support, even so to the private sector, to ensure that we are competitive. And Matt, these are the things that we have to go. So I believe it's an eye-opener now for discussion, and I believe, you know, what Wadik has said has just sort of spurred, you know, the wind for further discussion. So great work, Matt. That only comes from you. Have a great morning, Matt.
Thank you very much. I'll tell you what, Wadik, I know you're listening at this time and anxious to get in. Let's talk and talk on the block. Then you'll have a little more time. So, Wadik's part two. Frustrations, the secrets are out. Hello, talk to me.
Matt, morning.
Morning.
Matt, these are the type of things when we talk to them, they doesn't understand that now that Wadiko is in it, he feels the heat. You have to be in it for you to feel the heat.
Mm-hmm.
You see what Young Bull went through, and that is how he have to understand. When you talk to people, they don't listen. And that is what that has been going. Anytime you see in those organizations there, they don't want to listen to you. They feel, well, is they alone that no more? So leave them alone and look at what is happening to what is his name again?
Wadik. All right. Hello, talk to me.
Yes, morning, Matt.
Yes.
Good program.
Mm-hmm.
I want them to, the public, the authority to know this year we need to see Nasir Fountain, our own.
Well, I guess they are at that stage at this time. Wadik said they have not consulted with him, and, you know, contacts have been made. So we'll see if Nasio will be on the lineup this year. Hello.
Good morning, Matt, again. Matt.
Yes.
Matt, what is the underlying theme that is running through all of this, Matt?
Respect.
The underlying theme is the inability of the government to effectively manage anything at all profitably, Matt. It's a simple thing, Matt. They lack the ability to basically do basic. I mean, they have all, you give them all the reports, you prepare all the plans, and you hand it to them on a platter, Matt. They cannot execute the stuff. Matt, governments are incapable of managing profitable enterprises, Matt. They don't have that ability, Matt.
All right, caller, thank you very much again. It's your opinion. Hello, talk to me.
Blessings to you, quickly.
How you doing, brother?
Hi, cool. Let me say blessings to Wadik, wherever he is, Matt.
He's listening. He'll be on with me on Talk on the Block.
On the Block. Okay, King, what I am saying, I've even listened to people talk about how competent the brother is in marketing.
Uh-huh.
But when it comes to the whole organizing, talking about logistics, and he may not be good in that department and all of that, I tell them, you haven't tried something, you already want to condemn something. And Matt, the impression I'm getting listening to Val, blessings to you, Val, and Wadik's King, is that there is no professional approach. And no matter how much the professionals would evaluate and assess the whole thing, present it to the powers that be, and there is the mediocrity approach, Matt. There is the nepotism and favoritism. So when the brother talk about who maybe people that have never jumped in a band carnival or put a sensei or get into some serious culture, they're being handpicked to run certain institutions like the festival committee, Matt, and then the lack of creativity and innovation and inclusiveness, and not wanting somebody like Wadik or Val Bulcoffee that maybe is not a yes, ma'am, yes, sir, or maybe a diehard, you know what, to be there. So they would rather the thing crash than having somebody that is competent enough to run it. So that person that is not saying yes, ma'am, yes, and singing the praises of God, Jesus Christ, and everything else, but best to stay out. It's like a donor who is not your friend, Matt, and you'd rather die not accepting the kidney or the heart or some other organs from that donor because he doesn't like the donor. So you'd rather die, and that is what is happening in Dominica right now. Thank
well,
you.
Well, I hope not. Wadik's suggesting that the bourgeois culture may be taking over, and there's a certain lack of respect within these organizations will talk a little more about what we heard this morning. The secrets are out. 9:01 in the morning. Talk to you later, Alex. Talk to you.
I think this festival is one of the best things that has ever happened to Dominica. I really truly believe it is the best that has, one of the best that has ever happened to Dominica. But then there are a few things I feel that we're not learning, and I am rapidly losing, and I want to say it boldly without no reservations, I'm losing the interest.